With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Growing Greater brings you stories of innovators, entrepreneurs, and business leaders who are transforming industries and communities as they turn ideas into reality, embrace risk, and invest in new technologies and relationships, all while building legacies of tomorrow. While Growing Greater originates in the city where modern democracy was founded and where innovation is part of the regional DNA, Philadelphia, we bring you stories from around the corner and around the world. Tune in to Growing Greater at radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Philly is Funny. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I am very excited to be here.
You have the cutest dog.
I'm
gonna get right into the brass tacks of things, Michael. I stalked your Instagram. You have a really cute dog.
Thank you. It's my Shih Tzu Banjo.
Well, we're excited about tonight. The big show, Gay Old Time at Punchline Philly. We're gonna get all into that, the lineup, all this good stuff. But here on the Philly is Funny podcast, we have Laura here, who you dive into like the topical stuff that's happening in the city or national. What are we calling this thing?
Yeah, we're calling it the Philly Five.
Calling it the Philly Five, Michael Kelly.
This is funny because Bennett doesn't know.
I have no idea what you're about to say.
But we were kind of just talking about game shows. So don't know if you saw this yet, but a contestant on The Price is Right yesterday just shouted out the Philadelphia Eagles, which is awesome.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great video. He's like, such a bro.
When he just shouted the Philadelphia Eagles?
He literally like goes down to spin the wheel and lifts up his shirt and he's got like an Eagles shirt underneath and he's like, yeah, go Eagles!
Without fail. I mean, the Eagles aren't even in the playoffs. And then
it'd almost be weird if he didn't.
Yeah. I was hosting at Punchline and I think I just said the word Eagles and then like an Eagles chant broke out in the crowd. I'm like, my God.
Yeah, that always gets an applause break.
Yeah. Like my fiance and I will DVR The Price is Right and then watch it later on when we get home. I'm not sure if that's adorable or if we're old as like, I don't know which one it is.
Well, maybe Pete's a little bit of both. To get the flu to watch it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was like my babysitter growing up when I was sick. Like, it was The Price is Right or nothing. What else is on your Philly
All
Five
right.
there, Laura?
Let's see if you guys agree with this survey. I don't. Americans get more excited about Valentine's Day than Christmas.
Oh, that's hogwash. That's lies right there.
That seems like a numbers game because not everyone, is that like Thanksgiving, you know, where it's like everyone celebrates Thanksgiving and why arguably, you know, the worst travel day of the year is Thanksgiving Eve versus Christmas because that's specific to the Christian people.
Right.
They get more excited about it?
Yeah, they are.
Who gets excited about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I have never.
It's a made up corporate holiday. I mean, I do celebrate it because if I didn't, I'd be a dick. But I feel like, you know, you're supposed to do that every day.
Right,
lady.
Yes,
right. every day.
Yeah, gifts every day.
Yeah, and flowers and stuff. But Valentine's really?
Yeah, that is surprising to me, frankly. Just because so many people have such disdain for it. So I guess if it's like an angry excitement, like you know, like it's like a hate
love. They love
thing.
To hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I could see that maybe.
Yeah. What's your favorite holiday? We're just getting to know you.
What you got?
Ooh, my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I think mine's Thanksgiving.
Man, I want to say Thanksgiving.
Because I feel like it's underrated. Everyone like kind of blows past Thanksgiving. They start Christmas shopping. They start focusing to Christmas. Thanksgiving's the best one.
Right. It's also popular. The queer people tend to come out on Thanksgiving the most. That's a made-up statistic. I just find that is a statistic I'm making up as we sit here.
I found it
in my personal experience, a lot of people, I just feel like it's like a great precursor to Christmas because everyone's kind of ruined a Thanksgiving, right? You know, like if you have a bumper sticker, you've ruined one Thanksgiving. You know, like for every bumper sticker you have is equal to the number of Thanksgivings you've ruined.
Yeah.
It's also the only one where you can argue with your parents and still get to leave with food.
It's true. You still get the leftovers.
Yeah. I mean,
they
if you ruin Christmas, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving, they're like, oh, well, there's always Christmas.
Yeah.
Or it's Valentine's Day,
apparently. You eat stuffing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, I look forward to, like, they start rolling out those gobblers in
Wawa's.
In like August, and I'm like, oh, that's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Whenever
Day.
The gobbler returns
gobbler
to the menu.
Oh, that's great. Gobbler Day, favorite holiday. What's next on the Philly Five?
All right. This is another survey question that I just thought was absurd. Apparently 14% of fans would give up sex for a year for a free ticket to the big game. I don't know if we can say Super Bowl on this podcast. So the big game.
The big game. They, 14% of people would give up sex for a year?
For a year.
To go to the Super Bowl?
To go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to need headshots of those people. No.
Yeah. That's not even in my radar. No, yeah. I would never do that.
Like, what would
First of all, watching a football game at home is way better than seeing it out.
Right. And I also, like, it depends on the location. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, last, you know, when we won, that was in Minneapolis in February, which is not a place I'm trying to go.
Have fun, man, yeah.
And I love Minneapolis. I've been many times. It's a great place. Amazing comedy scene there as well. But
would you give up sex to go to Minneapolis?
In February, no. Certainly not.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that
unless
ever.
I plan on staying there for a very long time.
Yeah, I think that's silliness, Laura. What else you got?
All right. Justin told me this, our videographer,
Justin. Oh, what's up, Justin?
Actually let me in on this. Lady Gaga's new song just dropped overnight. It leaked.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I'm the music director
here.
I have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm like, I just did the morning show. I'm the producer. I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the
Justin,
song Stupid Love, which I don't know.
Knew.
I feel like, of course, we all keep it. Gay Twitter has been on this. We're all over this. Yeah, well, it's strange. And from the loose reading I did of this, because I'm pretty sure Stupid Love already was a single.
Oh.
Which I feel like I've heard the song. And then, like, I was Googling it looking for, like, video. Like, I was going through YouTube because you'll find, you know, stray audio clips of there. Because I was just like, well, what is the new Gaga song? I can't be the only one to not know. They'll kick me out.
You know? They'll take my card away. Yeah.
Yeah. Our Lord and Savior Gaga. But I feel like I've heard this song before, and then some Pacific Nation, I can't remember which publication, but they had like a video that had Stupid Love in it, and I feel like it's like an old deep cut, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Well, the craziest
part... Like remastered and like put out again?
Perhaps, I'm unclear, because I've only heard, like, there's like a 30-second clip floating around that was found in the data code of her website. Which means that there are
Gaga fans are
some
pretty intense.
Gays out there who are gay data miners going through her website in the hopes to find a single.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not messing around.
Yeah, do you have
Justin has a song.
The whole song?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Man, I had no idea.
Earlier.
He
it's
has
good.
It.
It's very...
Wait, you have it like illegally on your phone? Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I love Gaga, and this is gonna be a controversial take.
Oh.
And I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Here for it.
Star is Born, overrated. I couldn't even finish the movie.
No, fair. I mean,
really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, that movie. How many of these do we need?
Yeah.
This is like how many? This is
this
the fourth
was, yeah, it
was one.
The fourth. Yeah.
And then there was that movie with Jeff Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal, right? That
I think so.
That was essentially the exact same movie.
Yeah. I thought Gaga was good in it. From what I saw, I think I saw like 40 minutes of it.
You didn't watch the whole thing?
No,
though?
I tapped out.
You didn't
Bradley
cry?
Cooper, first of all, no one told me that he had like the Christian Bale Batman voice the entire time. What was up with his deep voice?
Dude.
Oh, yeah, all the gravelly growling.
Yeah.
Like, what
he
is that?
Too much going on. Like, he just, his character that he I love Bradley Cooper, but he was like,
well, like, why is he Bruce Wayne?
This problem, and also I'm going to talk
so
like
so
this.
Weird. And all of a sudden, Gaga is like writing a song in the parking lot. Right, of that convenience store. And all of a sudden, she's up on stage. They have the whole song memorized that they just wrote in a parking lot.
Right.
The band memorized the chords to it. And then now she's famous?
Oh, yeah. And they just kind of bring her backstage. And then all of a sudden, they had, in the course of a day, they had time to not only write the song, arrange the song, figure out harmony parts, solo auditions, a break long enough for her to be hesitant backstage to then be walked out. Yeah.
And the crowd loved it. And I'm like...
Well, wasn't that at one of the festivals? Was that at...
I think so.
I'm 40. I don't know. I'm old. I can't think of what any of them are called.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the one with all the drugs.
You know, that one.
Yeah, and that... people with Roman numerals in their names. That's the only one who can afford to go anymore.
I had to tap out. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because that never happens. Where is the years of depression and drug use and you know, that doesn't happen like that. There's no overnight success like that.
But then it comes at a cost because of her relationship.
Yeah, I didn't get that far. I think I put on Cops or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely cried in the theater.
And then they wrote the most Lady Gaga song for her to kind of go pop. And he's like weirdly unsupportive of her the entire time. Like, I don't think we were focusing on the right parts of that movie. Though with What's-His-Name crying while reversing in a pickup truck, I think that was, you didn't hold out for that.
Yes.
What's that actor's name?
What,
I can't.
Oh my God, Mustache
Man. Wait, so
Man.
You love this movie?
Yeah.
So
You hate me for saying this.
I don't hate you. I understand why you're saying this. Yeah. Again, not a movie that I'm going to go back and be like, let me watch this and put myself through it.
Yeah.
But I did think that Lady Gaga was awesome in it.
I thought she was good for the 40 minutes I saw. She was pretty impressive.
Yeah, what's his name? It's driving me nuts now.
Justin, Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott.
Jesus.
Justin, there's a whole like 2 minute block.
He's got the Gaga content. He knows all the actors.
Come here, bud.
Saddle up. Jeez. Was that four? Was that topic four, or did
that
we do
was
five?
Four.
I can't count.
Okay.
What's
here comes number five.
Yeah, what you got?
See how I don't know. Just do what you will with it.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Just a little hurting today, but
hurting today. Are you hungover?
On the topic.
Oh, on the topic.
You know?
I thought you were on the struggle bus.
It's been cold.
No, yesterday
it's
I was
been
on
cold.
The struggle bus.
Yeah, all the good stuff happened the
like,
weekend when it was
right?
60 degrees.
Yeah, but, yeah, you're not kidding about that. It's like the 8th week of January. It's so depressing. It's like January 49th. It's like, I'm done. Sucks. All right.
Well, here's something to look forward to.
Okay, I'm ready.
Leap day this year,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Get excited. It falls on a Saturday.
Who gets excited about that?
Dude, I want to have
an extra day.
Who's not here for a longer
February?
Yeah. The Tuesday of months.
January and February are the worst months. I don't want more of it.
Don't you
want
to just have like a big
Do we
leap
have off
day
of that?
Party? Yeah, it's a Saturday, man.
Oh, well.
So I feel like there should be activity.
But March 1st would have been a Saturday.
On.
I'm sure there is. There has to be.
Yeah.
Like someone has to have some sort of wild themed party.
Yeah.
Well.
That.
What? You can do on leap day if you don't have any plans, and this one actually just goes out to the ladies. But
what you got?
What pub is it? McGillin's Old Ale House.
Okay.
In Center City.
Yeah,
like
for
the
sure.
Oldest pub in
Been
Philadelphia.
There.
They say they will pay $100 to the first 5 women who propose to someone on leap day. But they have to do it at McGillin's and like in front of people. And once you do
most
it,
obscure you... promotion ever. Why?
That's.
And then you get $100 gift card to McGillin's. Like it's like not even $100 straight up.
Oh, that seems worth it.
I say that's a lot of jalapeno poppers and Coors Light.
Yeah. Think about all the mozzarella
but, I mean,
sticks you can get for that.
You mean just literally anyone just walks in the door and they just like propose to whomever they're with?
With a ring pop and like, call it a day?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's got to be more to this.
Yeah.
Well,
do some digging, Laura. What's
but the... here's the thing. Yeah. I've already sent this article to my boyfriend, Jay.
Oh, wow. So you're going to stage it? Or
I
do you want
I mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Get do it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's
bucks.
A lot of jalapeno poppers.
Right. But if you're ready for that action, are you going to tape? You have to tape it.
Yeah.
Because you want the
Justin.
Juice. You want the content for social
yeah.
media, right?
I mean, why not, right?
You're doing it for the gram and you're doing it for that gift card.
Doing it for the gram. Worth it.
For the gram, yeah.
I'll tell my kids one day, how'd you guys get engaged?
Wow.
I did it for the gram, but
leap year. That's the promotion, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that
What's a strange
bizarre though?
Strange yeah. McGillin's, all right.
Well, like I mean the connection there is
Well,
I'm trying to find the connection.
I do actually have some more.
Wait, I think Justin knows
more
about it.
For you.
Oh,
yeah, Justin, do you know? Leap year.
Why do you know the weirdest things?
Just
God,
get
is,
over
is,
here.
What does it have to do with leap year, though?
It.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
So
it's entitled leap year.
It's an Irish like tradition folklore that, you know, only on leap year can a woman propose to someone.
I'm like 90%
then
Irish. I have no
allowed.
Idea. That's new
to me. She's permitted.
She's permitted.
This
yeah.
is the one
yeah,
day we're not
permitted.
Backwards in social norms.
Yeah.
And it's every 4 years.
Every 4 years is all you get. And you come to McGillin's.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Yep.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's exciting. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
something to look forward to.
Can't wait to see what Amy Adams agrees to next.
We're excited for the show tonight. Gay Old Time. This is not the first time you've done the show before, right? The showcase?
Correct. Yeah. I have, I want to say this is my fourth time. I hosted it once, and I was on the inaugural. Yeah, I want to say it's been like three or four times.
Is this over the course of how long? The course of a year, 2 years?
2 years. Yeah,
nice.
2 years, I want to say.
What does the showcase mean to you?
I mean, it's great. It's visibility for a lot of LGBTQ plus talent, especially because like there's been so many more people from that, you know, from all those letters coming forward and doing comedy, because historically, you know, stand-up comedy especially was considered not really for the queer people. And, you know, watching it kind of grow over the last 7-8 years has been really refreshing. Like when I started doing stand-up comedy, there was like four of us, and now there's like dozens, which is amazing. And there's all these pride shows every month, and it's really great to see a place like Punchline. And I believe they're one of the first clubs in the city to really feature LGBTQ stand-up comedy. So it means so much to see happen. It kind of makes it feel like, you know, kind of going out there and putting ourselves out there and living our truths matters, and people are listening.
Right. And Punchline is such a great room to do comedy.
It's
so much fun. Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Such a great room. How long have you been doing stand-up? Has this been a passion of yours since, you know, teenage years? I know that's for me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's funny is, like, I started doing stand-up around 7 years ago.
Okay.
And which is kind of a late start, but I've been writing sketch for about 15 years.
Oh,
like,
wow,
I went
okay.
to college for screenwriting. I lived in New York for 6 years because I wanted to be a sketch writer. I never saw myself as a performer. I was always like, I'm a writer.
Gotcha.
I belong on this side of the table.
Did you want to work for like SNL and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. That's why I moved up there. And I mean, I got to work with
a
bunch
of job.
Great
totally.
Troops. And I got to have, we were in Sketch Fest at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater with one of the troops that I was in, Free Love Forum. And, you know, I always just wanted to be a writer. And then, but I've always had the stand-up bug kind of living in there. I remember like even being a kid and like watching pro wrestling. And then switching over to the newly, this is a long time ago, when Comedy Central first came onto the airwaves through Viacom. I think it might even be before they merged with Viacom.
I think we were just talking about this in the last podcast, too. Like,
That's wild. I remember when Rosie O'Donnell did stand-up on VH1.
Yes.
Like, I remember watching that as a youth.
Yeah.
the other day. No. And I always just loved it. You know, I loved seeing the comics there, and it was just always such an amazing thing. But I never really saw myself doing it because I was very introverted as a kid. And even through college, I was just like, I'm a writer. And then like in my early 30s, I reached the age of 32. And that's like, my mother passed away when she was 32 years old. And, you know, when I hit that age, it's kind of like was a huge shift in myself because it's like, you know, at the time as a kid, because I was 7 at the time, you know, 32 seems like it's really old. And then as I got closer and reached that age, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so young, you know. And then I stopped being sad that she wasn't here anymore. And then I became sad that she never got to live. And I just decided at that moment that I'm like, I need to make decisions in my life that I'm like, whatever I'm going to do, it's because she never got to live. And that's when I took my first step onto a stand-up open mic.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And then I loved it. And then I didn't stop. Never looked back.
Where did you go for your first time?
It was in Fairmount it was called Laughs on Fairmount. And it was
I've done that room.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
That was my first ever open mic.
Oh, my God. How nervous were you? What was going through your head?
I wasn't that bad because, I mean, I was pretty, like, I worked in television before then, and I kind of knew how show business and being on stage worked.
Right.
And I was my roommate at the time, who's also on the show tonight, Alejandro Morales, who kind of was, like, coaching me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It also didn't hurt that I knew how to write a joke.
Sure,
you know? Like,
sure.
I understood how comedy worked, and I've written for other people. It was just kind of like finding my own voice. So I actually had a really good set my first time.
That's
one of the jokes from that I still use to this day.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you know, when the time calls for it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But yeah, it was a really cool time, and like I'm very thankful for Alejandro Morales for, like, you know, helping me and showing me how to, because I never knew how to get started doing stand up. It was always in the back of my head, but you know, maybe in New York too, it's also there's so many open mics and they're at 4 p.m. You have to pay $5. And I was like in my like early mid 20s,
right?
Not any money.
And you put your name in the lottery and like there's like 50 names in there, and like of course my name was like picked last. I'm like there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, and by that time there's like 5 people left at open mic, and it's like, it's a process.
Yeah, exactly.
To grind and to get better and to become who you are now. So you said your friend's also on the bill tonight.
Yeah, Alejandro Morales.
Yeah, who else is on the lineup?
Let's see. We've got Megan Chalastri. They're a super awesome comic, doing a lot in the scene here. Sonia Z is hosting. She's an awesome comic as well. Someone who I've known since I started doing stand-up.
Maybe look into the camera and just tell. This is like your moment. Why should people come out tonight, Punchline Philly, to see you and the whole show?
Oh, man. Not only are you going to score all the woke points with everyone that you work with on Thursday morning, it is just, you know, regardless of it being an LGBTQ show, these are some of the most talented comedians in Philadelphia right now. And it would just be a sin to miss it. Like, everyone's super incredible. They're super funny. And I don't know a better way to spend a Wednesday evening, frankly.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Michael, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
No, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Yeah, you can be a guest anytime here at Philly is Funny. See him tonight and the whole show, punchlinephilly.com. Grab your tickets. Thanks so much, man.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.